Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Home Practice with Hallie. I'm your host, Hallie Miraglada, here with the mission to make the tools of yoga more accessible to all bodies, no matter where in the world you make your home. Thank you for joining me here today for episode 2 of season 2. Last week, I introduced a yoga posture practice called Yoga for Digestion. How did it go for you? Remember, you can always reach out to me directly through the Anchor app with questions, comments, or to share your experience, or contact me via Instagram at HALLEYOGA, Hallie Yoga. This week, we'll talk about yoga for airplane travel. As you may know, traveling through airports and in airplanes is by far one of the most relaxing experiences available, so you may barely even need to practice yoga. What? No? That's not your experience? You're not alone. In fact, in recent years, there have been studies on the effects of airplane travel on the body. The Cleveland Clinic released a report in December 2018 detailing that the pressure, temperature, and oxygen levels in the cabin fluctuate throughout the flight, and the humidity level is much lower than at sea level. The combination of all these factors can easily mess with your body's normal functions by dehydrating you, draining your energy through less oxygen absorption, and making your belly feel bloated. Sitting in tight quarters for hours and hours can affect blood flow, creating swelling in your feet and ankles. Not to mention that the process of traveling itself could involve switching time zones and coming into contact with hundreds of other people and their germs, creating additional stress as you navigate your personal timetable and itinerary against the odds of the chaos around you. Today's practice doesn't include any big postures like Warrior II or Downward Dog, but rather is a collection of little movements, techniques, and recommendations to help you navigate your flight and your travel, no matter how long or short your flight may be. Ready? Let's dig in.
We anticipate a smooth ride this afternoon. However, once airborne, we'll talk to air traffic control and we'll give you the most up-to-date information on our ride conditions. For now, sit back, relax, enjoy the flight and the excellent service provided by our flight attendants, and we'll give you another update once airborne. Welcome aboard.
Flight attendants, please prepare for takeoff.
I'm going to organize this practice from the head down to the feet. So once you get situated and buckled up, you might be able to rest comfortably for a little while. Enjoy some music or read a book. But once you start feeling the effects of stillness and stiffness on your body, here's a few recommendations. Especially if you have a longer flight or find yourself falling asleep and then waking up with a huge crick in your neck from resting awkwardly, or even if you're on a shorter flight and want some preventative maintenance against discomfort, here's a few movements for your head, neck, and shoulders. Lengthen your neck comfortably so that you are tall and upright in your seat. Feel the support of the chair back against your spine. Keeping your chest squared forward and your nose and chin level with the floor, turn your face over your right shoulder, feeling a little range of motion in the left side of your neck. Inhale as you come back to center. And as you exhale, turn your face over your left shoulder, keeping your chest forward. Let's flow that once. Inhale, turn your face toward the center. Exhale, turn your gaze over the right shoulder. Inhale as you come center. Exhale as you turn left. And now come back to center, release your right ear towards your right shoulder, pausing to breathe and to relax into the left side of your neck. Inhale, come back to center. Exhale as you release your left ear toward your left shoulder, pausing to soften into the right side of your neck. Let's flow that once together. Inhale, come back to center. Exhale, right ear, right shoulder. Inhale, center. Exhale, left ear, left shoulder. Now, as you come back to center, tuck your chin towards your throat, lengthening the back of your neck. Pause and breathe. Now, gently do the opposite, lifting your chin from your chest and lengthening your throat. And then return to center. You can repeat those as many times as you'd like. And when you want something else to do, did you know you can give yourself a massage? Take your right hand and cross it over to the top of your left trapezius, or the traps, which is the meaty muscle right above the collarbone where the strap of your shirt might be. And press that muscle between your fingers and your palm and give it a squeeze. And you can stay here, gently pumping and releasing this muscle. Or press your fingers individually into the muscle, almost like you're playing a simple scale on an imaginary piano. And remember to breathe here. You are your own best teacher, so if you're feeling a good sensation, you can move toward it with breath. And if you like, you can continue those little massage movements with your fingers up the back of your neck any amount. Send your breath into this area and take one more round. Good. Now switch. Release your right hand. Take your left hand and cross it over to the top of the right trapezius. So your arm is kind of across your chest and you can hold the substantial part of the muscle between the palm and your fingers. And you can stay here, pushing and massaging this muscle the way you might knead a fresh dough. Or you can return to the imaginary piano scales and press your fingers into the muscle here one at a time. Feel free to linger anywhere that feels particularly tense. Or you can explore the back of your neck. Notice if you're holding your breath, and instead imagine the breath filling this area completely. Take one more round. Now relax your hands away from your shoulders, letting your arms rest comfortably on the armrests or your thighs. We'll do some shoulder circles. Take a slow shoulder circle by moving the heads of your shoulders forward, up towards your ears, and then sliding them down your back. We'll do that again, inhaling as you go forward and up, and then exhaling as you slide them down. Now we'll change directions. Start by pressing your shoulders open and back, drawing them up towards your ears, and then forward and down. Do it again. Inhale back and then up. Exhale forward and down. Feel free to do that one more time here. Now, do you remember cat and cow poses? We'll do that same movement in the spine, mostly here isolated into the chest, but in your airplane seat. So inhale as you press your chest slightly forward, drawing the shoulder blades together behind you. Then exhale as you round your back, caving the chest in. Again, inhale as you open your chest any amount, widening your collarbones and your heart. And exhale as you round and dome the upper back. Try that one more time. Inhale. And exhale.
Christina Market Place menu in your seat pocket for selection. As we prepare for the onboard service, you may begin using approved electronic devices.
even though you're seated, you can still sneak in a little bit of mobility for your torso and pelvis. Keeping your hands on the seat, your thighs, or temporarily taking over the armrests, inhale as you lengthen your spine, sitting up nice and tall. Exhale as you twist to the right, using the armrests or your thigh as temporary support to rotate your chest. Inhale as you come back to center. Exhale as you twist and rotate to the left. We'll do that one more time. Your neighbors will get over it. They're fine. Don't worry. Inhale, center. Exhale, twist to the right. Inhale, center. Exhale to the left. Now come back to the center. Feel free to keep the seatbelt buckled, but just loosen the tightness slightly so that you have some space to lift your hips. Sitting for a long period of time keeps your body in a state of flexion, so we're just going to try to find some length or some extension along the hip flexors. Lifting your hips 2 inches up and off of the seat, engage your glutes so that you can lengthen your hips as you press them slightly up, slightly forward. You might feel a little release in your low back, hopefully, and take a breath here. Then gently, slowly release your hips back down onto the seat. Bring your attention to your feet. Lift your right foot off of the ground any amount, and then point your toes toward the ground, and then flex your foot back towards your face. Okay, inhale as you point your toes, elongating the top of the foot. And then exhale as you flex, lengthening the back of the ankle. One more time here, inhale. And exhale. Now, keeping the foot slightly lifted, start to slowly circle your ankle in one direction, trying to make the shape that you're tracing as round as possible. And breathe into it. Now come back to center and reverse the direction of the circle. So you're going in the opposite direction. Continue to breathe here. Good, and then release gently, placing your right foot down onto the ground. Switch sides, lift your left foot off of the ground any amount, and point your toes toward the ground. And then flex your foot back towards your face. Do that again. Inhale as you point your toes, noticing any stretch or sensation. And exhale as you flex and activate your foot, changing the shape. One more time, inhale. And exhale. Now, keeping the foot lifted, circle your ankle in one direction, noticing any areas of resistance or any places where the circle becomes a square. And breathe into it. As you come back to center, reverse the direction of the circle, noticing if one direction feels easier or more intuitive than the other. Take a round of breath. And then release, placing your foot on the ground.
When the seatbelt sign is off, you have freedom to move about the cabin. However, we request that you do not congregate in groups in any areas, especially around the galleys or the lavatory.
My favorite part of the flight is standing up to stretch my legs and to wander over to the bathroom. In fact, I prefer aisle seats so that I can do this as often as I'd like. But even if you have a window seat, just politely ask your neighbors to stand up at least once.
Sorry, do you guys mind if I slide past you? Thank you very much, I appreciate it.
When you make it into the aisle, take a quad stretch. So place your hand on the seat back next to you for balance. Stand up nice and tall, and then bend your right heel toward your glutes. reach back for any grip of your foot, your ankle, or your shoe, or simply hold your heel in space if the grip is not accessible. Press your hips a little bit forward, stretching your hip flexors, and pause for a moment here to breathe into your quad, and then release. Switch sides, ground your right foot, and then send your left heel towards your glutes, grasping for whatever is accessible, maybe even it's part of your clothing or your pants, or simply hold your heel in space. Press your hips slightly forward, engaging your glutes, and take a breath into your quad. Good, and then release your left foot. Now, turn toward the lavatory. Take the slowest possible walk over to the bathroom, savoring every moment of freedom from your chair. And once you're near the bathroom, if you're lucky enough to have a little bit of space or a moment to wait, separate your feet to hips width distance apart and place your hands on your hips. Just like you made circles with your ankles earlier, now you'll make circles with your hips. You can start in either direction, pressing your hips forward, to the side, toward the back, and to the other side. Keep going here with these hip circles, pressing them forward, side, back, side, and forward. Continue to breathe. This is a great way to mobilize and move away from any stiffness, as well as find a little bit of low back release. Now change. Stabilize at center and then move your hips in the opposite direction, moving slowly, moving steadily. Breathe into this. Inhale your hips forward to the opposite side, to the back, and exhale to the other side. Keep going forward. Side, back, side, and forward. Take one more breath. Come back to center. Press down through your feet. Inhale, reach your arms all the way up and over your head. Find some length and breathe as you lightly grab your left wrist. Exhale up and over for a side stretch to the right. Finding length in the sides of your body, your intercostals and your lats. Inhale, come back to center. Switch the grip and exhale up and over to the left, taking a side stretch, lengthening through the waistline. Feel free to do that one more time here. Inhale, center. Exhale, side stretch to the right. Inhale, center. Exhale, side stretch to the left. Good. Come back to center. You might shake it out a little bit, moving the shoulders, shaking out the wrists, the arms. And when you're ready, head into the bathroom, do your thing, and don't forget to wash your hands. As you return back to your seat, feel free to repeat any of the previous exercises to stretch your head, neck, and shoulders, to mobilize your spine and pelvis, as well as ankle and foot circles and stretches in order to maintain blood flow. If you remember your alternate nostril breathing technique or equal parts breath, both are wonderful opportunities to reduce the stress of travel as well as pass the time. Until next week, drink water, stay relaxed, and enjoy your flight.